One man that's certainly heading into the tournament in great form at Shield level. I know it's a different game, but form is Will Sutherland. And he joins us this morning. G'day, Will.
G'day, Julian. How are you going?
Very well. You must be wrapped with how you've started the Shield season and particularly your most recent performance. 9 wickets and 39 with the bat in a pretty low-scoring game. You must be feeling pretty good about your cricket right now.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good to get the win. Very happy to be taking some wickets and to contribute in that way. And take 9 is really positive for me, and hopefully can carry it into the Big Bash.
Is it tough now to convert from long form cricket to the shortest form of the game, or are all players experienced enough of doing it that you can adapt pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think I've struggled a little bit with it in the past, but this year I'm sort of trying to keep things quite simple and really just sort of play how I have been playing. So hopefully can bowl up the front a bit and actually just bowl quite similarly to the Shield stuff, try and swing the ball around a little bit and try and hit the ball a little bit more on the ground with the bat. So hopefully just keep things quite similar and just carry that form in.
How tough have you found your role at times with the Renegades? You know, where you come into bat at times, that you haven't got much time and when you've been brought on to bowl as well. How tough has your role at times been in the shortest form of the game?
Yeah, I definitely think sort of batting 6 or 7 is one of the hardest spots of batting the game. As you say, you know, you don't get much time to get yourself in. You've got to hit from ball one. So definitely learned a lot over the last 2 years and hopefully it can sort of come together this season. And with the ball as well, you sort of do get thrown some tough overs through the middle. So hopefully bowling up front will be a good opportunity to settle in a little bit more and while it's swinging, take a few early wickets, hopefully.
Is there a couple of things in particular you put down your really good start to the Shield season too?
Yeah, just probably playing over an extended period of time, being able to understand my game a lot more and you know, what I need to get myself right for each Shield game. It was also nice to, obviously, Scotty Bowen was out, so with him out, I was sort of the leader of the attack, and I do like that added pressure and to sort of be the go-to man. You sort of get things go your favour, you get the end you want to bowl from, and you get thrown the ball when it's reversing and that sort of stuff. So I think it was nice to have that acknowledgement from the team and to be able to contribute as well was really nice.
So your message is, Scott, just keep playing for Australia.
Yeah, well, I always want him to be playing for Australia. We're definitely keen to get him back whenever he can play.
What about for the Renegades? We're talking to Will Sutherland. BBL starts next week. The Renegades open on the road against the Brisbane Heat. Won the title and it's been really hard work since. That would probably be an understatement. Does that add some added pressure going into this season, given the last couple have been so disappointing for the club?
Yeah, there's definitely pressure on us. I think the wooden spoon for the last 3 years after winning it 4 years ago. So there's no doubt we've got some pressure to turn things around. But I certainly think we've got the list for it. We've got some added experience and some great internationals, the likes of Martin Guptill, Andre Russell, and then John O. Wells in the middle order, and Tom Rogers as well. Just some older heads around the group. I think it'll be really good for us to have a bit of experience around the group and, we can hopefully start to climb up the table during the season.
We've seen Andre Russell in the Big Bash before. He's an amazing player and just a must-watch player. How much are you looking forward to playing to Martin Guptill? Because his record in this form of the game is outstanding.
Yeah, both absolute superstars. Can't wait to hopefully learn a bit off them. And, on the WhatsApp group, they're already right into it and really keen to get over here. So, having those great internationals can hopefully relax the rest of the group and, if those superstars can just, we can just jump on their back and they can win us a few games here and there, that'd be amazing.
Compared to playing, Shield cricket and one-day cricket, do you enjoy 2020 as much as those two forms of the game?
I probably have enjoyed the red ball stuff a little bit more, maybe due to finding it a little bit easier so far and the T20 is very fast-paced, so you don't really get to take it in while you're playing at the time. But, nonetheless, it's incredibly rewarding when you do well. And I do like that faster pace and that added pressure and hasn't quite clicked yet. But hopefully it can come together this season. And, with a winning group and winning culture, hopefully it can be a lot more enjoyable this season.
And nice to have Peter Hanscom on the team as well.
Yeah, really good. As I was saying, just another experienced head around the group. He's sort of our our backup experienced batter if we need him. If, Sean Marsh or Aaron Finch aren't quite right or need a rest at any stage. So he's a great in for us, yeah.
Now, Will, we know you're from a footy background as well, and it seems like your name is constantly thrown around about, will he return to footy? It's been talked, you could be a Category B rookie somewhere. Your dad, James, is on the Geelong board, so some people make the link there. Has it ever crossed your mind in recent years that you might want to go back to footy? We've seen others do it, like Alex Keith. Is it something you've seriously thought about?
Yeah, it always crosses the mind here and there, being a Geelong supporter and watching them win the flag this year. You can't help but sort of wonder if you're out there and playing. But I'm really happy with the cricket stuff and enjoying that at the moment. So, while that's going, I'm happy to sit behind the fence and watch the Cats keep winning flags.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it. Now, your dad, James, what's his priorities at the moment? Is it coming to watch you play cricket? Is it watching your sister play cricket, or now that he's the head of Golf Australia, is his priority to get his own handicap down? What's his priority these days?
Oh, I'd like to think he's focused on the job with the Australian Open on at the moment. Hopefully he's focusing on his work, but he's really good watching Annabelle and myself. He gets down when he can, and obviously being a great supporter of us with a cricket background as well, he's got a lot of advice for us along the way, so he's great to have around.
How much of an inspiration is your sister? I mean, she's doing some great things with the Australian team on tour again. She's going beautifully.
Yeah, she's an absolute superstar. Definitely a role model for me. Already at the next level, and she's so professional and ahead of her time with what she's doing. So, we talk about cricket a bit, and I try to help her here and there, and she's got plenty of advice for me as well. So, try to follow in her footsteps and hopefully get to the next level like she's been able to.
Just when you think about the footy at times, Will, I mean, there's only 11 people playing a cricket team, only 11 people play for Australia. I know there's so many other opportunities now with cricket and the shorter form of the game, but the fact there's over 600 players in the AFL, does that ever sort of go through your mind that if you're going to reach the elite in cricket and play for Australia, the opportunities are pretty limited?
Yeah, it's a good point. It can be a little bit frustrating. I think sometimes the young cricketers find it hard. There's a few of us that obviously could have gone the footy pathway. I think the way I try to look at it is that if you hang in the cricket pathway long enough, I think the rewards are there sort of further down the track. So just sort of got to bide your time as a younger player, and hopefully you can, get those opportunities when you're a bit older to play for Australia. And obviously there's the lucrative T20 circuit as well later on. So, plenty of reasons to hang in and really enjoying the cricket at the moment.
With the Big Bash this season, a few changes, a couple of the rules have gone. We've seen the DRS coming in for the first time. Those sort of new rules that have been trialled, we know the power play is still there, the bash boost is gone, the substitution's gone. How have you found some of those rules working in the last few years?
Yeah, some have been interesting. Some have worked well. I really like the surge. That's been a great one, just the four over power play up the front and then two over power play after the 10th over mark. I think it's been a really good addition and really exciting for the fans as well. So I think that's certainly one that's there to stay, and the DRS will be very interesting as well. Excited to see how that comes together for this season.
Who's looking good from your point of view when you look at the other clubs and the rosters they've put together? And there's been some, late additions with some big names to teams. When you look at Faf du Plessis, for example, just signing with the Scorchers. Who do you like from the opposition?
Yeah, I think the Scorchers are always such a good group, being able to sort of have a lot of Perth players over there, and they've obviously had a lot of success in the past. So I think they're a team that every other team in the competition would look at as a top of the table team, and always a good one to beat. Along with that, it's always nice to beat the Stars, and they've got a good list again. So there'll be plenty of challenges for us, but hopefully it can go well.
Before I let you go, Lance Morris called into the Australian setup this week. How often have you faced Lance? How quick is he?
Yeah, I faced him a little bit. Pretty frightening at times. Likes to come around the wicket to me and rockets into my ribs, which is never ideal. So, very happy for him. He certainly deserves his call up, and yeah, I think he's going to be pretty intimidating for a lot of batsmen in the years to come.
Well, you're far better with the bat than he is. So have you had the chance to return serve when he's had a bat?
Not really, to be honest. He normally puts one up the chimney off the spinners already. So probably wise from him. But he's going very well. So hopefully I can get him out at one stage because he's got me a few times.
Absolutely. Well done on your start to the season, Victoria. It's been magnificent and capped beautifully with a man of the match performance against New South Wales on the weekend. And good luck for the upcoming season with the Renegades. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Julian. Cheers.